So today we're taking a deep dive into a really massive shift in a multi-trillion rand industry. We've got a stack of legislative analyses, historical market data, and the actual text of South Africa's 2018 Property Practitioners Bill.
Right, yeah. Which is honestly a total regulatory overhaul.
Exactly. Our mission today is to unpack how replacing a 40-year-old law completely rewrites the power dynamics of buying, selling, and renting property. It basically puts a highly calibrated set of legal tools right into your hands as the consumer.
It really does, because, the old framework, the 1976 Estate Agency Affairs Act, was just entirely blind to the modern economic landscape.
Yeah, I think earlier we compared it to trying to run a modern smartphone on, 40-year-old software. It just crashes when it hits reality.
That is a perfect analogy. The old language didn't just fail to protect consumers. It actually failed to even recognize who the players in the market were anymore.
And the historical market data paints just a really stark picture of that failure. By 2013, Black estate agents made up, I think it was a mere 8% of the industry.
Right, just 8%. And the average agent was 57 years old.
Wow.
Yeah, the demographic profile was completely stagnant. Those staggering numbers are exactly why the 2018 bill doesn't just suggest demographic shifts, it mechanically engineers them.
Like with the new Property Sector Transformation Fund, right?
Exactly. So rather than relying on tax revenue, this fund operates by, redirecting a specific percentage of industry licensing fees and regulatory penalties straight into grants.
Oh, I see. So it feeds right back into the system.
Yes. And those grants finance incubation programs to subsidize training and certification for youth and historically disadvantaged individuals. It's basically this internal financial engine designed to pull the sector into alignment with the actual population.
Which makes sense, because if the demographics and the very nature of these transactions are evolving, the legal definition of who brokers the deals had to be dismantled too.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, the term estate agent is officially scrapped. The law introduces the property practitioner, which is just a much wider regulatory net. It captures bond brokers who handle your mortgage financing, auctioneers, even property managers.
Right. And bringing all those entities under one roof allows the law to standardize consumer protection, especially regarding transparency.
Right.
For you, the buyer or renter, the bill introduces these strict mandatory disclosure forms. A practitioner cannot legally process a lease or sale agreement unless this comprehensive defect disclosure document is attached and signed.
And you also hold the statutory right to request those agreements in an official language of your choice, which is huge.
It really is.
But wait, what if a practitioner just, forgets to attach that mandatory disclosure form? Is it just a slap on the wrist?
Not at all. That's the brilliance of it. If the form isn't attached, the legal mechanism dictates that the agreement is interpreted as if absolutely zero defects were disclosed.
Wait, really? So it flips the traditional buyer beware concept completely on its head?
Completely. It makes seller beware the default standard. The crippling financial risk of a hidden defect, say, a compromised foundation or severe water damage, transfers squarely onto the practitioner and the seller.
Because the liability of negligence is just too high for them to absorb.
Exactly. It forces rigorous compliance.
But, strict compliance only works if there's actual enforcement.
Mm-hmm.
A severe penalty doesn't mean much if you have to spend half a decade navigating a backlogged civil court to see a return on your claim.
True. And the legislation actually accounts for that. It establishes a new independent property practitioner's ombuds office.
Okay, so a dedicated office just for this.
Yes. The ombud wields specific adjudicative powers designed to bypass traditional courts entirely. It's a speedy, informal, and cost-effective mediation and adjudication mechanism.
Which ties directly into the new licensing requirements. Because now, every recognized property practitioner has to hold a valid Sodality Fund certificate.
Right. And it's not just a piece of paper for their office wall. It is a strict prerequisite. Operating without one severs their legal entitlement to any remuneration.
It's like an unlicensed taxi driver demanding a fare.
Yeah.
If they don't have the certificate, they have zero legal right to your money.
Exactly. If a broker handles your escrow or charges a commission without an active verified certificate, the transaction is legally void and you can demand immediate restitution.
Wow.
The framework intentionally weaponizes administrative compliance to protect your capital. Tying their ability to earn a living directly to their regulatory status creates this self-policing environment where bad actors are basically starved of revenue before they even reach the Ombud.
It really is a sweeping piece of legislation. It democratizes the South African property market, dismantles outdated barriers, and equips you, the consumer, with just unparalleled leverage and transparency.
With this level of rigid compliance and consumer empowerment fundamentally reshaping the landscape, we really have to consider the broader global implications.
Oh, absolutely.
Could this aggressive, structurally engineered legal framework become the ultimate blueprint for other nations struggling to dismantle deeply ingrained inequalities within their own housing markets?
It's a very compelling thought to leave on. Because when a foundation is fundamentally misaligned with the environment it sits on, you know, you can't just patch the cement, you have to pour an entirely new one.